This is Jesse Eisenberg. You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and on the web at WBAI.org.
Welcome to Music of the 60s. The show is live with the emphasis on the sound of music, featuring new arrangements of some of the current songs and some of your old favorites. You know, not all of the music of today is like this. Some of it is like this.
Starting to get next to me.
Honey, that was my plan from the very beginning.
Darling.
Uh-huh.
I never thought that this could be.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Your lips set my soul on fire. You fulfill my one desire. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I think it's gonna work. Tell you something,
I've
been to see the preacher man.
A preacher man? You must be losing your mind.
I started
what?
Started making wedding plans.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. If your love is heaven too, as the love I offer you, oh, darling. It's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work out fine.
I keep on telling you,
I think it's gonna work out fine.
I can feel it's gonna
feel it's gonna work out.
I keep on telling you,
I know it's gonna work out fine.
I'm so glad that you're mine, all mine. Remember
what?
They used to call you Dapper Dan.
Yes. Those were the good old days.
The thriller.
The killer, honey.
The ever-ready loving man.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. A whole lot of girls used to be your speed. But now, pretty daddy, I'm all you need. Oh, darling.
Yes, yes.
I know it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna.
I'm
Show opens right now with the exciting Ike and Tina Turner review, and they are wonderful. So let's have a look.
Is wrong with you? Cut out all that wild gyration and blues shouting. Mm-hmm.
All she ever had was her voice and her dreams.
Your mama had to go away for a while.
When is she coming back to get me?
She ain't, honey. She just ain't.
All she ever wanted was a chance to make her dreams come true.
Every woman in here want to sing with Ike's band.
Oh, please don't leave me, baby.
That girl can sing.
Girl, you shocked the hell out of me.
They want me to be his new singer.
Watch yourself. You know what they say about Ike.
Darling.
Yes, too.
I think it's gonna work out fine.
It's gonna work out fine.
Priceless, girl. Priceless.
She priceless, all right. She ain't seen a dime of it yet.
Everyone who's come up with me has left me.
I wouldn't do that.
What the problem is?
I'm trying to help Ike, all right?
You trying to help Ike?
Got yourself a good man. We just keep him at it.
One, two, three, four. She had given him everything he wanted.
You get in this car, Devin. Get in the car.
You can't keep hiding black eyes from us.
I just can't walk out.
She never stopped believing things would change.
I just need a rest.
She's quite ill, and I'm not releasing her for at least another 3 weeks.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I need you to get out on that stage right now.
You
can't get away from me, and I'm in here.
But if she ever wanted to find her dreams,
when you can see yourself clearly, your life will change.
She had to start believing in herself.
We'll keep on turning.
I'm
me. You wasn't nothing without me, and you ain't gonna be nothing without me.
I'll give it all up. Just release the claim on my name.
And you're gonna walk out of here with absolutely nothing.
Except my name.
Touchstone Pictures presents the story of a remarkable woman who refused to give up.
I'm ready. I'm ready, and I know what I want.
Your name was?
Anna May.
Anna May?
Bullock.
So where did Tina come from?
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please tell me what's wrong?
Time.
kind of songs were you singing as a member of the church choir?
Well, we called them, well, it was a Baptist church, and they were just spiritual songs, songs about, you know, love and giving and doing all of the right things that make life good. And those were good times, you know, to remember all of the church singing and the choir and all.
That's the late Tina Turner and River Deep, Mountain High from Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound, what he considered his ultimate production featuring Tina and the Wrecking Crew. Tina talking about going to church and the gospel and how that affected her early life. Ike and Tina, A Fool in Love, the first big single, the big hit that I got as a 45 on Sue. Tina talking about growing up, her actual name, and her first influences over the TV and radio. New from Raul Malo, Liberty City, coming out of What's Love Got to Do With It, the movie trailer, which documented Ike and Tina's rocky relationship and those early years into later success. Ed Sullivan introducing the Ike and Tina Turner Review into a live performance of Proud Mary. Line of Fire from Junip featuring Sharon Van Etten. Ohio from Cautious Clay. And something new from the Sextones, Without You. Ike and Tina Turner opened us up with It's Gonna Work Out Fine. All mixed up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to, including tributes to the late Bill Lee, Ed Ames, filmmaker Kenneth Anger, and more from Tina Turner. But first, let's go back to the church with the Northern California Youth Choir.
Yeah. when I've come to this life's end, I would like to come back as the wind. It came to me on a cold wintry day. Snow fell down, came to play. And it twirled and tossed snow around and blew it all along the ground. Then, becoming like living things, someday and then in the fall, my main delight would be to clear the trees of their leaves through the night. And in the spring, I'll travel places I've never been and gather seeds and plant again. I think I would like to come back as the wind.
Thank you. justice are demanded. What's this on the wall? On the wall, red-handed. So Daniel, he said the words as he read, as well as he could. And he understood.
What is the trick on it? It's underhanded?
No. Overhanded. It's an overhand throw. The trick is to keep your arm extended and put only one revolution on the once around on the way. But that's indefinite.
I didn't even know you were doing it.
Magic syllables invoking the wonder world of make-believe. To the faithful, it was more than a dream factory where one young hopeful out of a million got a break. It was dreamland itself, the home of the heavenly bodies, the glamour galaxy of Hollywood. Kenneth Anger, their chronicler born among them, who chose for his destiny not to record Hollywood heaven, but to lift the veil on Hollywood Babylon. Kenneth Anger was raised in Beverly Hills and grew up in 1930s Hollywood. He has written two books on the scandals that have littered Hollywood's history and raised gossip to an art form. He called them Hollywood Babylon, likening the legendary decadence of the ancient city to the unrestrained excesses of Hollywood's golden years. His own films have made him one of the most influential figures of underground cinema. Both his books and films explore the same subjects: glamour, illusion, and human frailty.
I confess, growing up in Tinseltown, my childhood hobby was visiting cemeteries, seeking the resting places of my heroes, those with the fabulous faces of Hollywood in the 20s who had passed on.
Carmen Miranda, Mario Lanza, Cecil B. DeMille. Well, we had
Etta Hubbard, Tyrone Power,
and Peter Lorre, and Mae Murray.
Mae Murray, one of the most beautiful rich stars of the 20s, ended up derelict on a park bench.
Tom Banks.
Tom had a rainbow-colored fountain in his dining room and died in his hand-built sports car 2 weeks after receiving it.
We had Gene Harlow.
Gene Harlow's husband shot himself in 1932, humiliated after trying to pleasure the platinum star with a dildo.
We did have Marion Davies.
Mistress of both Charlie Chaplin and William Randolph Hearst, simultaneously.
We had Norma Talmadge.
Alcoholic.
Marilyn Monroe.
Suicide.
Jane Mansfield.
Decapitated. The death of the screen's great lover, Rudolph Valentino, on August the 23rd, 1926, released a flood of scandalous rumors.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Boom, ba da boom, 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 ba da boom, boom, boom. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, be oh my, oh what a girl. Just need someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delectable, quite respectable. She's only 9 days old.
That's the story of the naughty lady from Shady Lane, as told by the Ames Brothers, featuring the late Ed Ames back in the 50s. From Hollywood, Hollywood Babylon, we heard Ken Anger, late filmmaker, gone at 96. Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero, from Mad Max and the Thunderdome. Ed Ames and Johnny Carson with a Tommy Hawk lesson. You had to actually see that to appreciate all of it. The King coming out of Bill Lee and the Natural Spiritual Orchestra. And he talked about the end of life. Mo Better Blues, Bill Lee on piano, coming out of the Edwin Hawkins Singers and To My Father's House. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. Lots more to get to as we head out to Route 66 with George Maharis. WBAI in New York City. Become a BAI buddy. Go to the WBAI.org website. Become a BAI buddy and say WBAI means a lot. And All Mixed Up is my favorite show. You can write to me at mixedup@pipeline.com. Or check out the playlist at mixedup.com.
Hello, I'm Margaret Kimberly, executive editor of Black Agenda Report. We're very happy to present Black Agenda Radio on WBAI. Ever since 2006, Black Agenda Report has provided news, commentary, and analysis from a Black left perspective. BlackAgendaReport.com presents essays, articles, scholarly analysis, a book forum, and poetry. Every week on Black Agenda Radio, we speak to activists, writers, thinkers, and community leaders discussing local, national, and international news. WBAI listeners are an important part of the Black Agenda Report community. You'll hear a new Black Agenda Radio segment here every week. Thanks for your support. We look forward to bringing the best of Black Agenda Radio to WBAI on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.
Hello, New York. It's me, Jimmy Dore, and I'm back on New York's alternative radio station, WBAI. Tune in to the Jimmy Dore Show every Thursday night at midnight into Friday morning on WBAI, broadcasting at 99.5.